Little story for you today. Little boy is going to Mass with his father and also his mother, and he's given two coins, two quarters, and puts them in his hand, and the mom is very clear and says, now one of those is for God, and one of those is for a treat after Mass. The boy's got him in his hands, and he's walking down the street. He trips on the curb, and the two quarters go flying. Okay, he's able to retrieve one quarter, but the other quarter goes down the storm drain. So there's a little boy, he's standing there looking down the storm drain when his father can hear him say something. And when he goes up to him, he hears his son saying, we'll come back to that at the end of the homily, all right? We'll come back to that. All right, first reading of today. Parents, I can't imagine being put in that scenario. There you are going out to get a few sticks, collecting a few sticks for your last meal. This is it. This is all the flour you've got. This is all the oil you have. There's nothing more. I can't imagine how heartbroken you would be. All of a sudden, stranger comes up to you, obviously a traveler, probably dirty, but obviously he's thirsty, he's obviously hungry as well. And he makes a request, and it's not an odd request. As a matter of fact, he has manners. Do you hear what he says? He says this, please bring me a cup of water. And he also say this, please bring me a cake to eat. Now, it's how the order the story goes that makes this interesting. This is how it goes. The stranger, first of all, Elijah asks the woman this first. Please bring me a cup full of water. So she turns and she goes. And as she's going, all of a sudden, he also says, oh, by the way, please bring me a cake to eat. That's when she freezes in her steps. She turns to Elijah and says, that's why I'm out here with these sticks. This is all I have, enough for me and my son. So here's the predicament. Elijah asks for food first. Who do you feed first, Elijah or you and your son? That's where Elijah steps in. But we have to remember, this woman doesn't know Elijah is a prophet of God. She may not even know God. But Elijah says this, not to fear, the jar of flour will not go empty. The jar of oil will not run dry until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Go bake first, making something for me to eat, and then you yourself. Same thing. So what do? Who do you feed first? There's a possibility this guy could be a con. Where he looks in your eyes and he can say, I can guilt you to death. You're going to make me a cake of bread and I'm going to be out of here and you've got nothing. Okay? So do you see where on the spectrum we could put this woman? Anywhere from gullible to absolutely remarkable. Any place in there. But she goes, she bakes, she feeds Elijah first, and she is rewarded big time, isn't she? She's got plenty of flour. She's got plenty of oil. The gospel. How many of you ever dreamed of God watching you put money in the basket? It's what happens today, isn't it? Imagine Jesus up here now, passing the basket here at collection time. He's watching you. That's what happens. You know, think about it. Isn't that remarkable? He's watching people drop coins in the treasury. He sees who does, he sees who doesn't. Remarkable, isn't it? All right. There he is, plink, plink, plink. Now, I don't do that because usually with Deacon Rob's help, I'm preparing the altar. Second of all, I don't think it's really kind of my business. Besides, I don't want to sit there and say, you're a bunch of tightwads and you guys are really generous. Good for you over here. Shame on you over here. That's just not right. Okay? All right? But Jesus watches people putting coins in the treasury. And from that, I want to make 3 points today. I want to share 3 points with you. Here's my first point, point number one. Where is the accusation that some of the people in the gospel are not giving enough? It's not there. We read this gospel wrong. Jesus never says that. I want to read to you what Jesus says and just read it from just a word-for-word standpoint. This is what Jesus said. This poor widow put in more than all other contributions to the treasury, for they have contributed from their surplus wealth, she from her poverty, all she had. No one here is condemned. So let's do a little bit of math. Are you ready? Let's say you have $1 million, and in the treasury, you dropped in $10,000 worth of coins. What percent of your worth have you given? 1%. Now do that 10 times a year. That's 10%. Not bad, is it? Jesus really isn't a fool. He knows we need money to run these churches and these things. But in the law of math, if the woman has 2 coins, and that's all she has, and she drops it in, what percent of her worth is she given? That's what this is. It's a gospel on the math of percentages. It's all it is. And Jesus is right. If that is what it's based on, and not Jesus condemning, then Jesus is right. The woman put in more than anybody else. She put in 100%. Percentages. That's what the gospel is. Which leads to my second point. Point 2. God is God, and let's not make ourselves out to be God or try to be God. Question. How many of us in this church, if we watched that woman put in 2 coins, would have known that she put in all that she had? We wouldn't have, would we? We wouldn't have known if she had a stash at home, some here, some coins there, some coins there, some coins there. But Jesus does. God knows. Interesting. Isn't there truth? Remember growing up, parents used to say this all the time. I may not be able to see you, but God can see you. All right? Proof. Read the story of Adam and Eve. Try to play a game of hide and seek. They might have done all right with us. But how did it go with God? Well, you know how the story goes. Okay? Isn't that interesting? Clink, clink. She put in everything. No one else would have known that. That's God being God. We ain't that. Okay? Which leads to point number 3. What did she put in the temple treasury? Aha! Look at what I have. I have a widow's mite. Now, I'm not saying this is the actual mite she put in, but this is a widow's mite. It says right on it. Okay, Roman widow's mite. Bronze coin between 50 BC and 400 AD. Okay, I'm going to leave it up here. If you want to look at it after Mass, I don't care. So I'm going to leave it up here. It's rather remarkable, though. It's very small. It's not round. Okay, there's no image. There's no inscription on this one at all. As a matter of fact, if you're walking down the street and you saw it, you'd probably kick it. But you can go on Amazon and buy one for $13. All right? All right, there you go. Now, the question is, what's it worth? The time of Jesus, we get this idea this widow is poor. Commentator says today, in today's equivalent currency, the coin was probably worth about $1. Okay, so we can go back and forth and say, well, was the widow really poor? Wasn't she poor? She put in then $2. Again, you missed the gospel. The gospel isn't about the value of the money. The gospel is about the fact that she gave what? Everything. The gospel boils down to one thing in the first reading. In the first reading of today, some people would have labeled her gullible. Some people would have labeled her a fool. But she put her trust in Elijah. The gospel, okay, we have a woman. Okay, when she drops in those 2 coins, and once you let them go, there's no getting them out. Can't take a hanger and try to flip that out again. That doesn't work with coins. All right, once she lets go, what does she say? I put my faith and my trust in God. That's what the gospels are about. Not about whether you gave enough, whether what, how much it was worth. It's about one thing, T-R-U-S-T, which is what? Trust. All right, so here we go. How does the story end? There's a boy, he's looking down the storm drain. Dad comes up, hears him say something, and here's what the son says. Poor God, there's your quarter. Now, we would expect that probably of a young boy. He trusted. But you know what he trusted? In this. He wanted a treat. But here's my question. How much faith and trust do we have in God? That's the question I want us to stick with during the week ahead. Okay? So again, I'll leave this coin up here. If you want to look at it, it's perfectly fine. Rather unremarkable coin when you look at it. But if you want to see what she was dropping in that treasury, here it is. And with that in mind, God's blessings to you. Peace and blessings to all of us this day.